WCHL, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stetson. He's Freddie Kiger, and he's proud of it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You got to go with what you got.
Well, this is all I got.
You know? That's right. Well, you know, at least you recognize your limitations.
A man's got to know his limitations.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
All those lines, man. Clint Eastwood. I mean, you know, anybody. Well, no, Clint could pull it off with all the spaghetti westerns when he's kind of had about 15 lines the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, a few words.
Yep.
Strong, silent type.
Yeah, exactly. But it was the Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah.
Man's got to know his limitations.
Come on, make my day.
You feel lucky, punk?
Oh, boy. Well, sorry, we don't get off on a tangent very often.
No, heck no. We're doing Chapel Hill Eateries.
Oh, good.
I love Chapel Hill Eateries today.
I love these questions. You learn a little bit of history, too, sometimes.
Hopefully, yeah. After exhaustive research in which I spoke to one of the two owners, which helped me to finalize this question. Here we go.
Two owners. I'm already thinking.
Okay. Bredman's has been around for a long, long time.
I knew you were going to say that.
Within 3 years, we'll give you a little leeway here.
Yeah.
What year did Bredman's open up at its original location, 337 West Rosemary?
Across the street.
Well, it's no longer there, of course. Now it's a student apartment complex thing over there, which is
Shortbread.
But Bredman's original site was there, and it's been around for a long time. Within 3 years, like we said, we'll give you a few years leeway here.
Yeah.
What year did Bredman's open at its original location, 337 West Rosemary?
Yeah, and if you know the Flying Piscatello brothers, you'll probably be able to tell us.
That would be correct.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I'm going to say, you want to know when Bredman's opened up?
The original.
The original Bredman's across the street. I'm just going to guess, because I really don't know. It was before I was here.
Yes.
It was like, I'm going to say 1967 to 70?
No.
I'm off.
Well, actually, we said 3 years either way, maybe. You got here in 77?
Somewhere between
1974.
Really?
74.
Yeah, well... You know, as you know, I came in 77. And
exactly.
It was well established I got here.
Yeah.
According
to Bill Piscatello, who rose from his nap yesterday to return a phone call, Bredman's was there at 337 West Rosemary until it moved across the street to its current location.
And what year did it move there?
Bill's like 1992, 93, around that time.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
You know what was there before that, right?
Yeah, it was Western Sizzlin'.
That's right.
Yeah, because I used to take, when I was an assistant coach at Chapel Hill High School, sometimes I used to take the basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember that guy who ran the Western Sizzlin'. What was his name?
Oh, I can see him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
I liked him
a lot. I can see him.
I was really good friends with him. I can't remember his name.
How good? That you forgot his name?
It was really, well, it was like, you know, it was like years ago or something. You know.
No, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it was a good spot.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks for a little Bredman's history.
Yep. Well, we should be getting some breakfast
out of
this.
That's right. And once in a while, Bill has brought breakfast
down
here.
Come on, Bill. Roy.
He's fallen down on the job. Oh, I haven't seen him lately, except when I've been down at the restaurant. So, anyway, thank you, Freddie.
Yes, sir.